connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Just get on your way.
Negative. I'm about to go to no man's land.
Oh, the infamous hole on I-75. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the Davis Burg rest area right now.
You'll be out of it in no time. Unless it's going dog slow. That's what I figured. It's just There's only, I guess there's only a couple districts in Michigan that do that year-round. I don't know if it's beneficial or not. Me, I don't think so. You know, you got to get here the brain break.
Yeah, what's crazy to me is, like, when I was a kid, it seemed like summer break was forever, you know. It felt like it was a really long time. As an adult, it's like, man, it's like a couple weeks and it's done.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm so used to working, you know, when I go on vacation, it's like, I get up in the morning, I'm like, but for 2 years in a row, I had surgery, so I was off for a month. So I used all my sick and vacation and, you know, floating holidays and stuff like that. And it was odd. Getting up every day and then just sitting there and staring at the TV, you know, for a month. So I really couldn't do much.
Yeah, that's when you were recovering too, so you couldn't do stuff around the house or anything. You had to, rest. I don't know. I just definitely seems like time flies when you get. Now that I'm getting older. Did Menards the other day, and they had Halloween decorations out already. I was like, really? Not far off.
Oh, yeah, my install coordinator at the office, she's got her purple Halloween tree up. She's got this, you know, the scary cats and everything. We're like, it's not even the end of summer yet. She goes, there is no other holiday except for Halloween. I'm like, Labor Day. Labor Day is coming up. That's a holiday. Gotta wait until after that, you know. No Halloween decorations until after Labor Day.
Yeah, how do you decorate for Labor Day? flying by. I get some leaves on the trees already starting to turn colors. Jesus.
What? I don't see any yet. Can't be. I think it's just because of the cool nights the trees are confused. Geez, they just started getting green last summer. What the heck are you talking about?
I'm talking about an old. There's a couple of my trees are not fully changed colors yet, but a couple leaves here and there throughout the tree that are starting to brown up.
Have none of that talk this morning. On a good day. On a good note. We skated past that, so that storm skated past us yesterday, and that's a good thing. Bad thing for Wisconsin. Hope everybody's okay on it. Good morning, Sean.
That's the way it is. This area has some sort of like insulated quality about it. We seem to be in a hole. But it doesn't bode well for when you're trying to make a case for ARPSIC and stuff. They're like, nothing ever happens here. So it does, but of course, man. Morning, Tom. Morning, Lance. Go ahead, Lance.
Man, we didn't start talking about that S-word yet, but... we call it the Genesee Hill. Everything we do get in Michigan is like it hits Shiawassee and it splits and goes down to Oakland and right around to Saginaw. So anyway, I'm about to go underground, so I'll leave the G2, 673CEB.
73, Lance. Yeah, yesterday I was in St. Joseph and it was coming across the lake, and I think I got hit, and I was getting was good because it's that there was like a walkout or something on I-94, but exit 13, between exit 12 and exit 33, and I was at exit 37, so I was 4 miles east. So, lucky day.
What got the worst of it? I was hearing things about Wisconsin. I didn't hear of anything really in Michigan. I saw some storms rolling across the north, maybe the southwest, but I don't think there was anything eventful here in Michigan, was there?
I didn't hear of anything. All I know is that the phone went off, the weather alert went off. Looking on the radar, it was like coming right on top of me where I was at, so or if it lessened a little bit. And it just basically moved like south, southeast. So we skated a lot.
Well, you can't beat that. It's always good. So, yeah, it was looking a little threatening out that way. So, you're probably in that. Where you got to go today?
Today I'm hopping over to Troy over at Maple and Brooks real quick, and then co-worker and I are heading up to Lansing and Holt.
There you go. Always driving around, man. You get more miles than anybody. Well, unless you're an over-the-road trucker. Lansing, Holt. Occasionally that'd be okay, but boy, that's gotta be... When's the last time you worked an 8-hour day?
Kinda yesterday. Left the house about 7:15, got there about 10:30, something like that. Left about 3, got home about 5:30.
Well, I guess that's good, if you can do it all in a reasonable swath. I mean, unless you're trying to bank the overtime. But you do need downtime, too. Despite your not liking being holed up at home when you were recovering, you do need some regular downtime.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what is it? I got home. Wally hit me up, and when my daughter came home, I grabbed my car and I ran down to his house, dropped off the charger, and we tried messing around with 147 again, and seems like something is off, so gave up after about an hour, and trying to be back at it again today, you know, the night, you know, shot home. And then some person followed me home and says that the speed limit on M-19 is 55 miles an hour. And anything over that is speeding. So I had to, quote-unquote, educate me in regards to vehicle speeds and passing people, blah, blah, blah. Especially in my cruiser.
Was this a Karen or was this the Popo that informed you of your evil ways?
No, it was a Karen, you know, very pleasant. He was very pleasant, and he says that I, you know, that I was on his tail and that I passed him, and he began to inform me that the speed limit is 55 miles an hour. I said, you can do up to 50. He goes, that's considered speeding. Just gave me this little bit of schooling all night, you know, more or less thou shalt not speed kind of speech. Especially in my, you know, in my cruiser, because, you know, the way it looks and the reflectors on the back and blah, 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 blah. And I just said, I understand. And I asked him, are you a state trooper? Are you a trooper? You a Leo? Well, you don't need to, you know, it doesn't really matter what I am. I'm like, are you a trooper? Finally got it out of him that, no, he was just a regular old Karen, and because I passed him and his wife, you know, faster than 55 miles an hour, and I should have only done 56 or 57, blah, blah, blah. He just it was like a polite third degree, and I just came one ear out the other.
That probably just very pleasantly said, and that's a risk I take. I understand that, and that's a risk I fully knowingly take. So thank you for your concern.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, but he kind of caught me off guard, so my my thinking wasn't right there. I was jamming the tunes on the way home from Wally's, but I'm just like, okay, thank you, you know, have a great day. Plus, I couldn't get out of the car because, you know, he didn't, you know, block traffic. He pulled right up next to my driver's door, so I couldn't open it anyways. I get him every so often, not, you know, not like that when he follows you home, but just on the freeway at 75 and a little speed police, you know, they go over to the fast lane and they do exactly 75 miles an hour and get so upset when you pass them, you know, when they're impeding traffic. KCK deal for ID.
Yep. Those turds, you know, they determine what the fast lane should be. And what they need to do is they need to get their ass out of the fast lane. God, I hate people that hang out there. Just, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you think you're going. If there's somebody up on your back end, you get out of their way.
Exactly. This van is speed limited to 75, and I'll try to be passing on a two-lane road. I'll try to pass a semi because they're speed limited too, but I think theirs is a little bit slower than mine. Then I'll have somebody riding my butt, flashing their lights and everything else. I'm like, dude, I'm trying. You know, then I get past the semi or the slow mover on the right lane, and I move over, let them pass, and then I stay there. Oh, Lord, there's my daughter. I'll be back to KCKPO.
All right, I'm pulling in the drive here at work. Later. Salvieta.
All right, have a good one, John. 73 KCKPO.
Connected to CMN Network.
NADBF. KEAWOJ from NADBF.
WARIT.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KCKJL.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Is it quit time yet? KCKJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8RJD Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
P8PR.
Hey, Phil, I'm kind of compromised here. I can't. My fingers are all full of chicken shit. But did Mike you work with, did he tell you he's looking for XTL software and programming cable?
No. Who was asking?
Your coworker.
Oh, that Mike. Okay. No, he's not in the country. I've been off because my brother and sister-in-law are in town here, and we're just going to lunch right now. I wonder why he wants that. That's interesting. All right, maybe I'll give him a call. Sounds like you're enjoying your lunch. You should get back to it.
Yeah, my fingers are all full of... It's actually Popeyes, and they're all full of chicken grease, so I don't want to touch the phone. Anyhow, they come up with an XTL 2500 at one of the jobs, and he wants the programming cable and software. I figure you got the software. You know, you can get him the software for sure a lot easier than I could. I don't know about a programming cable for the XTL, but anyhow, I figured to put you in touch with him. All right, later, back to my lunch.
All right. Is it the same Astro program I have for the XPS? I wonder if the cable is the same as the APX cable. We could use that.
Definitely the same software. As far as the cable goes, no. Well, I'm not sure on that now. They should know this.
All right, we can look it up. All right, sounds good. It was Mike, not the guy they call Mac, whose also name is Mike.
The one that calls himself the IT guru, like Hassan or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because they're both Mike, but one, so they're differentiated. We call one Mac. All right, talk to you later. Enjoy that. I never had Popeyes. So. You have to tell me if it's as good as the, what's the other one? Chick-fil-A. All right, catch you later. Peace, Peter.
I don't care for Chick-fil-A. It seems like the ones in Texas were a lot nicer than the ones we got here, but even so, I just find it to be boring. Nothing special about it. Popeye's, on the other hand, is a little different beast altogether. It's not quite like anything, and it's got this kind of, if you like that Creole spice, you know, you can get things with a little bit of that Creole kind of. They got red beans and rice, and their mashed potato and gravy has a little bit of that spicy Creole kind of a flair to it. You can get non-spicy as well, but that's kind of their thing, I think.
Oh, okay. I remember, wasn't it a number of years ago, they came out with some kind of special sandwich that people lined up for hours or something?
No, I can't tell. The only special sandwich I can remember people making a big deal out of was that thing that was two chicken breasts at the Heart Attack in a Box from KFC.
Well, I don't think I'd believe my name for anything from KFC. All right, sounds good. Enjoy. Talk to you later. And my brother's just out of town until tomorrow, and they're heading back. So I've been kind of, real busy with that. Talk to you later. KP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAZFA mobile. Yep, I got you, Kip. I can tell you're inside the house, but I can hear you. NAZFA. At least we know it's working. Talk to you later. NAZFA.
Talk to you later, Captain. NAZFA, NAZFA.
Yeah, just keep listening to that. Maybe when I get home later on tonight, I'll give you a yell. NAZFA.
Sounds good.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, South Sierra Delta, monitoring.
KFA GSD, here is W8RAT returning. Good afternoon. Boy, your voice sounds familiar. We might have spoken with you before. I'm not certain, so. But if I haven't, could you kindly refresh and give me your name again, please? Name here is Dave. How are you this afternoon?
Well, hello, Dave. I am Chris from Royal Oak. And I am mobile and commuting at the moment, and I do remember we talked to each other because your call sign reminds me of those Ritz crackers.
Yeah, now you're making me hungry here. Had a late lunch, didn't eat too much, and now I'm thinking of dinner here. And, boy, yeah, I do recall you now. I do remember your name and your voice. I remember what we were talking about. I was thinking maybe we could just pick it up, but I don't really remember what the heck it was. Well, I'm sitting here wrapped up at a job site. Just got to wait here a few more minutes, and then I can head off to home and got some other things I got to do here. I don't know what the heck happened here with my auto pay for my phone, but my phone got shut off all of a sudden. I'm like, I had to sit there thinking what the heck happened with it at first. Finally figured out that for some reason the bill didn't get paid. I don't know why that was, so I gotta go home and take a look at that. Anyways, tell me, Chris, what do you want to do in the hobby as far as you spread your wings, I guess you might say? What sort of, what do you want to get into next for the different aspects of the ham radio hobby.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your phone. At least you have a ham radio for communication, so there is that. I know my original plan with getting the ham radio was just to have fun with it on the technology, and I have since gotten a DMR radio, a handheld one, of course, but still. And it's not as fun as the analog ones, unfortunately. I think it's partially the way the software is set up on the handheld itself, which makes it a little more complicated to use than just the standard handheld radio. But that's all right. I know another thing I want to get into is some of the lower frequency stuff, but you need to get a bigger license for that, and then you need to buy the equipment itself. And with cars starting up, unfortunately, I won't have too much wiggle room in terms of that. Back to you.
Okay, well, as far as it goes for programming the code plugs for the DMR radios, don't feel alone, because I'm going to raise my hand at times to express my frustration at times with doing the code plugs in them. I think you might have told me this, I'm not certain, but it was refreshing. What kind of DMR radio, mobile radio did you get? As a matter of fact, I was looking online again last night on eBay, and I may plunk it down. I'm looking at a Motorola DMR radio, commercial radio here, and I saw one on $300. It's pretty decent, I guess, from what I've been told, about average, I guess. I've been told a little bit, I had some questions about some of the various Motorola radios for DMR and that, and I think that's kind of about average, so I may go home and plunk down the money here. Then I have to see about getting I have to double check. I don't know if it comes with a power cord, but I'll have to see about getting one, and then a programming cable. I guess the guy states in his eBay ad that he will program it for you. You know, take some time if you want, but that would be an additional charge. But no, I think I'm gonna just hold off and do it all myself, and I'll have to learn how to do it for the DMR code plugs for a Motorola radio here. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I suggested to you last time to take a look for the code plugs at the WAAMAC website, because they have a couple code plugs up there from Cliff and Brian, and I used Cliff as a guide for myself. Anyway, back to you there, Chris.
Thank you. I do rock the DM32 UV Southang handheld for the DMR side of things. It's less of the code plugs that are an issue for me, but more of a talk group, because it's very difficult to find people that are talking locally on DMR repeaters, but there's a couple, well, there's one or two in my area that have these stars, and that's typically where I do hear the conversations. Another issue I'm having with the DMR side of things is I don't know if somebody else is already on the repeater. I keep seeing the green transmit receive light on my radio, indicating that there is some type of transmission being received. But even when I put no talk group and I open up the color code and the time slots, I'm not really hearing any other voices other than my own. So that's one of the more downsides of the DMR radio. And at least for the time being, the analog seems to be a lot more easier for me to use. And there's plenty more analog repeaters out there than there are DMR. What do you think about those code plugs and the issue? How do you know if there's somebody already on a DMR repeater?
You're connected.
Yes, WAAMAC. Well, Chris, I'm kind of right there with you on a lot of that there, too, as well. Well, first of all, yeah, I tend to agree that, yeah, there probably are more analog repeaters than there are digital. Could be wrong there, but I think that's true. And as far as it goes, how to tell who is on a repeater, basically, as far as transmitting, obviously you could have multiple people receiving, and you would never know who's receiving. But the only way that you would know who is actually, quote, on a repeater would just be simply by listening, hearing the call signs. I don't think there's like any way that there's like you would log in and then you could see who all is logged into that talk group. I don't think that's possible, at least not with the technology that I have. See, one other thing that I have kind of that I've got a little issue with myself with DMR is that, you know, for example, if I, I've got the same radio that you have, the DM32, and if you're kind of out in the sticks a little bit, you know, farther from the repeater, it's a little bit hard sometimes to know if you actually were able to successfully bring up the repeater. So that's something that I've got to look at myself, and I'm thinking I might have to take a look at the parrot function on some of the DMR radios. That way you can at least say, okay, I know at least from this spot at this time I made it to the repeater and sounded like that. Let's see here. Chris, one of the questions you wanted to ask me, I forgot what the heck it was now, Chris, so if you recall it, rephrase it again here, but I think for the most part, you and I are kind of in the same boat here.
About DMR, you will see that light flashing whenever there's conversation on time slot one. So if for instance, you're monitoring statewide one, somebody else is using event one, you're both competing for the same frequency slice, so therefore, your S-meter will move, you will see activity, but you will not hear it because you're in different talk groups, if that makes sense to you. Because statewide one, event one, and event three use time slot one, event, or statewide two, event two, use time slot two.
Comment?
Okay, there was a second comment. Second comment, go ahead.
A green light just means that the repeater's transmitting could be just a data burst for the roaming feature. There is no, we do not do GPS on MI5. There's no parrot mode on MI5, so just FYI. Green light really means nothing other than there's a signal there. You don't have to worry about it. If you're not hearing anything on time slot one or two, and if you're in promiscuous mode, you're going to hear it all. So, yeah, there you go. Maybe that's severe, but he is right. Event 1 and 3 share a time slot with statewide 1, and event 2 and 4 share a time slot with statewide 2. Give me the SWR.
Jeff, can I ask you to repeat one part? As a matter of fact, I think it was last week I sent off an email, and I was answered by, Fred, about using digital, about using digital apers on MI5, and basically Fred just stated do not use it on MI5. But there was something else after that you said would be similar too. Could you kindly repeat that again, please, Jeff?
Yeah, there's no APRS or no digital APRS, or we don't carry that on MI5. Don't do none of that because it ties the time slot up and then people can't use it, so. It's not used. I'm not sure what else he had said there, but yep, it's not used.
Okay, thank you very much. And let's see, Chris, turn it back over to you. WARIT.
Now, although the green transmit light does suggest that there is somebody transmitting and the repeater is sending out a signal, even when I set my talk group to none, and I monitor both time slots, I'm still not able to hear anything, not even a data packet. That's what I think is really interesting and really confusing, too, because it makes sense that if I am not filtering for any specific talk group, I should be able to hear anybody who's talking regardless of the talk group. And if I'm monitoring both time slots, I'll be able to hear whichever conversation is going on either of them.
Correct. The green light only means the repeater's transmitting and nothing else. And there's not necessarily, it means there's a signal there. It sends out a data burst every minute to for the roaming feature to work correctly. So just because the green light's flashing means really nothing. Give it a sit here.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. I really appreciate it. Back to you, Dave.
Still have to get into other things like want to use that for some of the Inmarsat satellites for listening to some of the aircraft pilots. I think they call it CPGLC or something along the lines of that. So I'm going to try to see if I can get in and do some decoding of that. Let's see here. Who was the other station? I know there was Jeff in there. There was one other station that jumped in with a comment. I didn't get your call sign or name, so turn it on over to you, and then you can turn it over to Jeff. Here is W8RIP.
Yeah, W8BPD, Brian. I just heard the conversation as I jumped in the truck driving home.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question, since you guys have some more experience and knowledge about DMR. We're going to see if I can find another person here, but why did they call them color codes? Did they at one point in time actually use colors instead of, you know, just 1 through 15, or 0 through 15? Did they actually at one time use a color to designate the color codes?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I don't know why they call it a color code, but I didn't get into programming them until ham radios, but I've used them since, they started pushing the narrow banding, and at Chrysler we use a capacitive plus trunking system, which uses the DMR technology, but I wasn't privy to the code.
DMR world. I guess the other thing is we have no parrot mode on MI5. No parrot mode on MI5. No APRS, no digital APRS, none of that. So just the way it is. And I have to jump out. 7-3 guys, give it a sitter.
Well, thank you guys for bestowing all that wonderful knowledge too. It was very much appreciated, and I learned a lot now. Now I feel a little more confident in transmitting on DMR. So I know there's some repeaters that are DMR linked, but then there's some other repeaters there are some repeaters that are D-Star linked, but then there's also other ones that are just simple repeaters. Although, for a lot of those, I'm not exactly sure which talk groups to use by default. And the only way I found that works, or could work, is to search online to find the main talk group for that specific repeater.
ID website, and you look at the local repeater nearby you, I think actually, if I'm not mistaken, I'll just double check this, but I think they actually had different talk groups listed on the two different websites, so that's kind of undecided. Is one more current, or do they not have the full information? So I've got to try some of those out myself here a little bit later, but I'm going to be working some more of my code plugs to add some of those in too as well. Yeah, like I say, Chris, don't feel bad. I hear a lot of other people out here that kind of say the same thing, that there's some rights about their code plugs and the frustrations, but just have to do it a little bit at a time, I think, and then get it working and save it, and then just progress and keep it working properly by adding just a little bit at a time.
Well, if you're using CMN repeaters for the DMR, you would use 51, 52, 53, etc., etc. If you are going in through CMC DMR or any of the other, or through a hotspot, then you would use the 3162 or whatever the heck it is, those numbers, the Brandmeister numbers.
Yeah, correct, yes. So if you went in through the CMN network CMI5 itself, yes, you would use Web 51 for Talk Group 1, and then with the 31261 for the Brandmeister Talk Group, for that same Talk Group, I guess, but the Brandmeister number. But I think, I say, some of the various Talk Groups that they list on the two different websites don't always match up and agree fully.
KSA-GSD. I guess I'll have to do some more research when it comes to the code plugs and the actual talk groups to use, too. Is it okay to transmit without a talk group set? Just have it, like, set to none?
I'm not an expert on this, but I would tend to think the answer to that would be no, because that would be a necessity that you would need a talk group. Otherwise, you wouldn't know where to send your audio to.
Alrighty. I guess I'll see which repeaters are nearby and which ones connect to the CMDN network, and then I guess I'll go from there, too. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. I'll be here listening and experimenting on your final.
Okay, Chris. We'll catch you later. And, Chris, you send me an email, and I can maybe give you a copy of what I have for my code plug for the same radio. Maybe you could take a look at that and see what you think of it.
Sure, that would actually be much appreciated. I know my email is my call sign at gmail.com, so kilofoxtrot8golfsierradelta@gmail.com.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm heading home, and I can send you one today. And just so you have it, my email address is pretty similar. My call sign, WARAT@yahoo.com. I'm trying to think if I got one for Gmail. I think I've got a few others, but if I have, I probably have forgotten about that one. But yeah, I can send you one and give you an example of what I have for mine and compare. But I still have more to add for mine, and I'm not done. I've added some code plugs, but I have to do some of the other portions to enter them in to create a channel, as far as that goes. So I partially got some of them in, so I have to do some more work on it here myself as far as that goes. So, okay, well, let's go then, Chris, and nice chatting with you here. So have a great day, and plug away at it. 73-W8-R-I-T.
Take care, W8RIT. I'll be shooting you an email here momentarily. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, going to monitoring.
connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, you're at Delta. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, you're at Delta, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Is it Friday yet?
I wish. W8 RKD.
Yeah, today seems like a Monday even though it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm having one of those Murphy's Law weeks where whatever can go wrong does go wrong.
Late today? I know you went in late.
Oh, no, I think you got me confused with somebody else. This is W8RJD. Ryan.
Oh, there's a little bit of echo, so you almost sound like Sean.
I'll take that as a compliment. I don't know how I'm getting an echo. I'm on my hotspot, but I don't know. I'm using a really cheap hand mic.
Yeah, that's why you sound so echoey. Sounds like you're talking into a paper tube.
Yeah, there, I took it off. Never trust a Baofeng hand mic.
No, it sounded like you were talking into, you know, like one of those little megaphones. You know, like it was, I don't know, like a can. It sounded like you were talking to a can or a plastic tube.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those. It came with one of our handy talkies we bought last week. And I just hooked it up to one of my radios, and of course, they're junk. They're garbage. But just not the radio, but the hand mic. Just absolute trash.
Oh yeah, it sounded terrible. You're a lot clearer now, and then I can hear. Oh, okay, now that's Ryan. The other way, it almost sounded like Sean from afar.
Like Sean speaking through the television, like Carol Ann and Poltergeist.
Absolutely. 600 miles in 2 days.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of traveling. But that's kind of part of your job, isn't it? You do. I hear you do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but what I don't get done on one day, I got to go back. Like, I had two other runs. I had one in Holt and one in East Lansing that I was supposed to get to today. Never got to them because I was at this one account since 11:30, 12 o'clock, trying to troubleshoot that, and after several phone calls and figuring stuff out, still not done, but we're 90% further than we were when we got there. So, got to go back to that one. Do the East Lansing and the Holt tomorrow. And then Thursday is Flint, Bay City.
doing the Mid-Michigan World Tour there. We were actually just in East Lansing not that long ago. We did Green and White Days with the kids. We got one of them that's pretty serious about going to state next year. He'll probably be applying here in a couple weeks.
Well, it's all because of the system that the other guys can't figure out. I mean, this one that we are on is has special modules with serial numbers. We can get it to upload, which is way easier. Figure that out. That my communicator was not only network, but it was also cell, and the network was taking over the cell. And because of the location, the network is restricted, and so it's restricting some of my data ports. So I pulled that off, and once I did that, then, hey, look, I can talk to the control now. And still not done. And then yesterday was specialty cameras that nobody's worked on before, but they were sold and installed, like usual. And once the customer logs into it, it locks everybody else out. So that was a pain in the tuchus. But got that figured out, too.
You know what, though? I always say, if it wasn't for people having problems, all of us would be out of work.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Thank goodness for technology, I'm telling you. I learn something new every day. Every account is a different adventure. I'll be right back, Ryan. I gotta get fuel in this beast. I only got like 60 miles. KCKJO.
Alright, Cujo. I may or may not be on. And my wife's getting ready to get home here in a little bit, and then we're gonna head out to a movie, but I may be still monitoring. W8RJD.
I sound good. I'll just throw my call out there when I get back on the freeway. If not, travel light and drive safe. KCKJO.
KFH, DSC, Kilo Fox Capture, South Pier Delta listening.
Hey, that Kilo Fox Trot 8 station. This is Whiskey 8, Romeo, Juliet, Delta. Ryan, how you doing?
Hello, Ryan. Feeling good. I was just playing around with some DMR things, but unfortunately, despite my best efforts, I'm not having any success.
Yeah, those code plugs can be a real pain. Most of the DMR that I do, I like to have is DMR handhelds, and they're most of the programming that I have to do with the code plug is just to make it work with my hotspot. So, yeah. The biggest difficulty with that DMR is getting a good code plug. But somebody around here might be able to get you a code plug that you can use with your radio. What kind of radio do you got?
I have the DM32UV handheld. It's not the code plug, but more specifically, I just can't hit this one MI5 repeater. I have the frequencies right, the offset, the color code, possibly. Whenever I do see the time, when I look at the MI5 DMR last website, it shows the talk group as my radio ID, and the talk group 51 that I have set to the transmit for time slot 1.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Huh, that's a head-scratcher. I don't know. I mean, it could be a code plug problem, because if it's showing up on the dashboard for the repeater, you're definitely hitting the repeater and you're definitely getting into it, so that's not the problem. It's got to be, it could be some, it sounds like it might be an error in the code plug, though.
From what I can see, it might just be an error, too. I was kind of working with ChatGPT, and I had it right from the beginning. It's just whenever I transmit, it shows my talk group as my radio ID. So I both see my radio ID and my talk group number, and it's not 51, even though I do have the contact set to 51 as a group talk. I don't know. It's very interesting. I mean, you might be right. I might just have to restart this entire radio and see what happens.
Hang on. Give me a minute. Let me connect into my hotspot on the MI5 and see if I can see what's going on. Hang on. Give me just about a minute.
Roger that. Hit me up when you're back on.
All right, I'm back on. I'm the MI5 statewide one. And I think, are you KF8 GST?
Yep, that's me, KF8 GST.
Then I see you on. I see you on. Hang on. Try to come through on the MI5. I'll see if I can get you there.
Okay, I think I got it going over here. Kilo Foxtrot 8, I'll see you in the Delta. It sounds like it's working. I'm pretty happy about that. At least the DMI side of things. So, I'll leave you listening.
Hey, old Christian. Glad we could help you out. WHRJB, clear monitoring.
KF8, GST, KCU, KJO. Well, hello again, KJO. This is your Foxtrot 8 Alpha Delta. What are you up to today?
I am on my way home, and you must have one of those Bofeng lapel mics.
How'd you guess? I was trying out these lapel mic things over here. It's less of a lapel mic and one of those handheld, kind of like the police one, too. But if it sounds terrible, I'll go ahead and swap it.
Yeah, those Bofeng mics are terrible. So yeah, you gotta get rid of it. You sound like they're just on the HT.
Yep, I heard someone else mention that about the handheld ones, and I guess we have the exact same Bofeng handheld ones. Yeah, they suck pretty bad, and I guess I'll stop using them. I was mostly using it because I could keep my HT on the table and not have to worry about moving a giant antenna that's attached to it as well.
I mean, what you can do is take the mic apart and see if there's a... You know, there's a super heterodyne little microphone in it and a speaker, or if it's using the speaker as the microphone as well. You know, and see if the hole is like really tiny or however it has it tunneled through, but it, yeah, it sounds like you're talking in a tunnel, you know, like a plastic tube.
Yeah, I can't blame you guys for complaining, because I do not, like, if I were on the other end, I would not want to hear it too. It does have a little pinhole for a microphone, but again, it's probably just us.
Don't feel bad. I bought an Olenko VR735G mobile, and I sounded the same way. Found out that it was a little pinhole mic going through a rubber channel. So, took the mic apart and drilled a bigger hole in it. Sounded way better.
Well, I do happen to have some screws on the back, and I do happen to have a drill, and I do happen to have two of these handheld things, so if I break one, I still have one more left. I'll see what I can do.
I'm going to be right back. Got a phone call. KCKGO.
Well, welcome back. I have this handheld microphone thing to hopefully make it a little better.
KF8VIC was a question. Get a mic, PYT mic. If he doesn't sound good, but the PYT mic is the best mic out there.
Well, hello, Jack. How's it going this evening? I'll see if I can search that up. Do you mind doing the CYT mic for the handheld?
Yeah. They are the best, the CYT mic. I got three of them.
All right, it looks like I found it on Amazon, and they look pretty beefy. I'll see if I can add it to my cart and see if I can purchase it next time I have to buy something else from Amazon. Thank you so much for the suggestion, Jack. This is Kilo Foxtrot, Ace Golf, Sierra Delta, Chris.
Good. You found it good. I'm talking the same way he got the BM-32. Same thing. I'm talking a little bit away from the mic. I know the mic is all the way down, you know what I'm saying? But he's sounding good. It's like to you. Go ahead and get one if you like. And I say with a mic, it's more powerful. That CYT mic is a good mic.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm swapping here between a K5 Plus and a DM32 UV, so I'm kind of using both. I'm using the DM1 as kind of like a long-range base station attached to a bigger antenna, whereas the other one I'm holding in my hand right now.
KF8, yeah, see, you know, I'm using the small one. I'm talking with you on the small one, so I don't know. The one came in with it.
I'm working on making the mic a little bigger on the T-Delfin handheld mic, like KJO suggested, so I'll be trying it out momentarily here. I'm still drilling the hole out.
Hi, take care, have a good evening. KFADRC. Are you still there? KFADRC.
KFA, DRC, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. I am still here.
Go through the menu and put that on number 4.
Will do. I'm looking at that right now and trying to find the setting over here. I'm sure I'll find it. I've seen it before. But I'll go ahead and adjust that on my end here. Sorry about that. That last transmission was pretty staticky. Do you mind repeating again, please?
That's how mine is sitting on number 4. And that's all I can tell you. That's how mine is. Anyhow, take care.
Perfect. I just finished setting that on the DM radio. I'm using a different analog handheld to communicate right now. So far, I'm doing a pretty good job of boring a hole inside that handheld mic thing. I think I still have a couple more bits to go, but I'm slowly making it bigger. Well, hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta listening. Okay, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. I made that microphone hole on the handheld a little bit bigger, so how is it sounding so far?
Sound good. Well, don't get too close to the mic. You're off a little bit from the mic.
Perfect. I put it a little bit further away, too. I know KJO suggested I cut a hole for this microphone, and I guess if that's the case, more sound tends to hit it, so standing further away should remedy that.
You sound good. Just get it in the middle.
Thank you, Jack. You have a good one today. And 7-3. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta, monitoring.
connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta listening.
This is KASA, Golf Foxtrot Lima, GFL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DS, Saginaw, review. Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, Kentucky, Denmark 8, Denmark X-ray, Saginaw, listening.
KFA, GFL, down in Marlac, monitoring. KFA, GFL, testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.